Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John DeSilva is our good friend from Parks. He's the Moneyline odds maker, and he's been on the bench for over two decades doing Triple Crown races and Breeders' Cup. And anytime there's a big horse race, we have a gambling problem, so we bet heavily on it. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
All right, let me ask you, dude. So this crazy, well, I don't know if he's crazy, but I feel like he is. The maximum security owner, Gary West, he has basically thrown the gauntlet down and offered, what has he done? He's offered a $5 million challenge to all of, he said he would pay each of those owners $5 million if Country House, War of Will, Long Range, Toddy, and Boat Express, whatever it is, finishes ahead of maximum security in the next race against him through the end of the year. So how would this play out, and when is that race? When would that race be, like, where they were all on the track at the same time?
Well, I'm not sure we'll get them all at the same time, because Country House went to the veterinarian after the Kentucky Derby. He's not scheduled to run for a couple of months. War Will, as we see, is running tomorrow along with Bodie Express. Long Range Toddy, we're not sure when he's going to run next. Basically, he wants to do a gentleman's bet head-to-head. You put up $5 million, but he wants the other people to put up $5 million. And if they feel it's too rich for their blood, he wants to put up $1.86 million, which is the Derby share for winning the race. But because he's that confident, he's got the best horse out there.
Well, I think he does, because his horse kicked everyone's ass in the Kentucky Derby and then got shafted.
He did not get due process. It is very controversial. We're getting, like I told you last time I was on the show, the more time goes on, the more information is going to come out, and this is going to go in court for a long time, but I think in the end, a court will make him the winner.
So now it's going up the food chain of courts. And we've discussed this before, but it's now, from what I saw later, you know, in the week here, that they've taken it to a higher court, and a federal judge is going to make this decision. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. And whoever loses, I'm sure, will do an appeal, and they're going to go to the next highest court. And for Gary West, who has lots of money, he'll go as far as he has to. And how about the jockey, Luis Saez, getting screwed, getting a 15-day suspension for that disqualification, where most jockeys normally get a 3-day suspension?
Why is it that it's unbelievable that they're treating this guy like he robbed a bank?
We've had jockeys who deserve long suspensions. Luis Saez did not deserve a long suspension. I mean, look, it's a situation where if you think he was going to get disqualified, okay, but he wasn't doing anything maliciously. I mean, this is a guy who lost his brother to a riding accident a few years ago who got killed during a race. So he's not going to go and do something intentionally to put somebody in danger. So to give him that type of suspension, to me, is unwarranted.
So, John DeSilva with us. For the first four finishers across the line in the Derby are all blowing off the Preakness for the first time since 1951. Maximum Security, Country House, Code of Honor, and Tacitus are all skipping the race in Pimlico. It's just unbelievable. Like, I mean, this, you can't tell me that this isn't bad for horse racing.
It's very bad for horse racing. I mean, horse racing has been the butt of jokes. I mean, you saw what happened last week where Zach Greinke took so long in between pitches that they actually put the Kentucky Derby in the background. They showed that you could run the Kentucky Derby just as long as it took Zach Greinke to throw two pitches.
So even Omaha Beach is blowing off the race. The only horses that are in it from the 19-horse Derby field are Improbable, the favorite, War of Will, Win Win Win, and Bodie Express, and they went 4, 7, 9, and 13 in that race. Other than that, it's basically wide open. How did this mess happen? How did this happen that this race is so meaningless?
We have a lot of controversy from Kentucky. We have a lot of controversy from California. The talent has not been great this year. Everybody kept on beating each other up. So we have no superstars right now. So people just blasé about it.
So tell me about the race in terms of Baffert's situation, because he's also going he has a chance at a record 8th Preakness win this year with Improbable. Is that going to happen, do you think?
He has a chance to happen. He's my second choice. But Improbable, he just is a horse who will drive you crazy. Going into the Kentucky Derby, I thought he was one race short. And I thought after the Kentucky Derby, we'd be ready to see the best of Improbable. But after seeing him run that race, he reminds me of Ben Simmons. A horse with all the talent in the world, but when push comes to shove, he doesn't have the cojones to take over and get the job done. So I think he'll be there. I just don't think he's going to be able to win tomorrow unless he really takes a big step up.
So what is happening to Pimlico? I heard that it's like it's a disaster, and that it's the Preakness is going to be run at Pimlico through 2020, but the future of the racetrack is uncertain. And I find it staggering news to me, because this just hit me in the face. I was like, oh, so they spent all this money on Laurel Park to fix it up, but they only spent a few mil on Pimlico. That's it? Is the Preakness going to be done at Pimlico?
They're fighting to keep the Preakness at Pimlico. It's not in the greatest neighborhood. I mean, the neighborhood does make a lot of money selling food to the people going to the racetrack and renting out the bathrooms for people who want to use it. But it's not exactly the most pleasing area to walk by the rest of the year. They only use it 12 days a year, basically. And the owners of Pimlico want the state to pony up $424 million to redo the whole area, which probably is not going to happen. What are they going to do with the Preakness? Do they move it to Laurel, or are they forced to keep it at Pimlico? Which, by the way, they lost 7,000 seats because they said the grandstand is falling down.
Oh, that's just fantastic. More porta potty races is what they need there. The Preakness has been run there since 32. It'll be the 10th time that the Derby winner has not run in the Preakness, and the first time since 96. I mean, this whole thing's embarrassing, isn't it, at some point?
It's embarrassing, but it does give a couple of new shooters an opportunity to really take a step up. And I think my choice, you know, to win the race tomorrow is one of these new shooters who could take a step up.
All right, so give me your picks for the race. And what race is it tomorrow?
It is race 13, Pimlico. So they're starting early in the morning at 10:30, and the race goes off at 6:48 p.m.
Right. All right,
so my top choice is going to be number 5, Owendale. This is a horse who comes off a victory at Keeneland in the Lexington Stakes last time out. The horse has really learned how to come from off the pace. He was an impressive winner at 12-1. And you got Florent Giroux, who was a little controversial in Belmont last year. He's the jockey of this horse for Brad Cox. And this is a horse who, by Into Mischief out of the Aspen Light, I think will get enough of a pace to get up in time and run down Improbable for the victory.
So you're going to go Owendale, the 5 horse, is to win, and you're going to exact it with Improbable, the 1.
Correct. And my third choice, I'm going to be using number 12, Another Twist of Fate. This is a horse who's run 2nd in the last 2 starts. Jose Ortiz, one of the best jockeys in America, now has them out. He'll be running close to the pace. Some people aren't sure this horse is classy enough, but so far he's done nothing wrong. I have to give this horse respect.
All right, so wait a minute. That horse is it. Owendale, I saw it at 10-1. You said it's 12-1 now?
Owendale, I have it as 10-1.
All right, 10-1. And then Improbable, is it 5-2?
Correct.
And then what is
it? And then the third choice is the 12 horse, who is 6-1. And then my 4th choice is a horse called Signalman, who's 30-1.
So, all right, so I need to get this straight. So you're telling me it's 5-1-12?
No, 5 4, 12, 8.
Okay, so 5, 4, 12, 8. So I'm screwed up here looking at these races. So they're obviously not in the right order that I'm looking at. So you got the 5, Owendale to win. Who's the 4?
Correct.
Who's the 4?
That's improbable.
Improbable is the 4 horse. And then the 12 horse is another twist of fate. And the 8 horse is what's his name?
Signalman.
Oh, Signalman, the long shot at 30 to 1?
Yes.
Signalman at 30 to 1. All right, so you're in your exacta, you're going 5-4.
Yeah, and I'm going to use the other horses in case, because if I could beat them probable, you're going to get some great value in the exacta.
So your favorite bets would be, a win play show of 5-4-12 and then a 5-4 exacta. And then anything else? So your try and your super is going to be that 5-4-12-8?
Yes.
All right. And then what happened today at Pimlico? Did a horse die there today?
Unfortunately, we had a horse who had a cardiac episode after the race and died after the race.
And lastly, I want to say really quickly, did you see my boy on Mother's Day, his horse at down at Monmouth, Jovia, with a victory in his second race? He's the one that lost at Aqueduct that day to the favorite at the last second by a nose I told you about, and then he had his second race ever. It was at Monmouth on Mother's Day, and the horse won by 5 lengths. Jovia, he's a moneymaker.
He's definitely a moneymaker. He's definitely one to watch out for the future. And by the way, tomorrow, if people are interested, Maximum Security will be parading in the paddock at 2:20. Would be people want to see him.
So people can see the horse at Pimlico tomorrow, 2:20. What's he stopping by for a beer?
At Monmouth Park.
Oh, at Monmouth Park. All right, there you go. I was going to say, what the hell is he doing at Pimlico? All right, so at Monmouth, he'll be at the stable, so people can check him out tomorrow at Monmouth when you're down the shore drinking heavily. All right, John DeSilva, thanks for coming on the bench. Good luck tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.